His Blameless Life, February 12. The Eternal Son. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. We should have no misgivings in regard to the perfect sinlessness of the human nature of Christ. He is a brother in our infirmities, but not in possessing like passions. As the sinless one, his nature recoiled from evil. He endured struggles and torture of soul in a world of sin. His humanity made prayer a necessity and privilege. He could have sinned, he could have fallen, but not for one moment was there in him an evil propensity. In taking upon himself man's nature in its fallen condition, Christ did not in the least participate in its sin. He was subject to the infirmities and weaknesses by which man is encompassed. He was touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and was in all points tempted like as we are. And yet he knew no sin. He was the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Could Satan in the least particular have tempted Christ to sin, he would have bruised the Savior's head. As it was, he could only touch his heel. Had the head of Christ been touched, the hope of the human race would have perished. Divine wrath would have come upon Christ as it came upon Adam. Christ and the church would have been without hope. Not even by a thought could Christ be brought to yield to the power of temptation. Christ declared of himself, "The prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." Jesus did not allow the enemy to pull him into the mire of unbelief, or crowd him into the mire of despondency and despair. Christ's humanity was united with divinity, and in this strength he would bear all the temptations that Satan could bring against him, and yet keep his soul untainted by sin. And this power to overcome he would give to every son and daughter of Adam who would accept by faith the righteous attributes of his character.